This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, voice.
I know, mine's loud.
Okay, so here is Jessica on step four, resentment and the grouch in the brainstorm.
Yes, what a topic that God brought to me today. Thank you all for being here. I am Jessica, a compulsive overeater and a compulsive self-reliant codependent. I've been in BBA for about 2.5 years, and it really has just changed my life. I love this little meeting. I remember it was one of the first ones I came to, and I just feel so nurtured when I'm here. It's so like soft and kind and honest, and I don't get here enough. So I'm glad to be here today. Thank you so much, Janet Marie, for asking me. I was not sure what I was going to share on today. And as you do in program, you ask God, and I had all these ideas, and this line just came to me this morning, given to me about the grouch and the brainstorm. So it's on page 66 of the big book. It's right where we're learning about resentment. And I often am thought of it, just reminded of it. And perhaps that's why, because I feel that life before the spiritual basis of living, life before I knew any different, I could either be described as probably as a grouch or in a brainstorm. And that's what it feels like to me. The biggest gift in recovery is that recovery from the bondage of being in a storm in my head, of living in my head. Big Book Awakening taught me that there was a power greater than my head by which I could live. And so I think I'll just read this. It's just a tiny little sentence, but it means so much to me. It's on the middle of page 66, and it's where we learn about, it's plain that a life which includes deep resentment leads only to futility, so uselessness and unhappiness. To the precise extent that we permit these things, so these things I'm unwilling to let go of. So for me, it's unwilling to let go of the belief that my head can solve my life problem, my living problem. Do I squander the hours that could have been worthwhile? So when I'm in that grouch place, when I'm in self, when I'm in a storm in my brain, when I'm clinging to that being my solution, I have to be shown that I squander moments in my life that are worthwhile. I'm with my family in body. This is just an example of what it looks like for me. My body is there, but my head is somewhere else. I miss these moments that God has created for me that could be worthwhile because I'm thinking I need to be somewhere else. I need to get ahead of life. I need to strategize. I need to figure out what I said last week that may have hurt a friend's feeling that could come back and bite me. That's where I am in the brainstorm. So, but with the controller fixer, the self-reliant, whose hope is, so is this still my hope? The maintenance and growth of a spiritual experience. My only hope is the maintenance and the growth of a continued spiritual experience of life. This business of resentment, this business of the brainstorm is infinitely grave. And we have found that it's fatal. So it blocks me off from the only power that can save me. That's really what it does when I'm in self. For when we harbor such feelings, we shut ourselves off from the sunlight of the spirit. The insanity of self-reliance returns. And we obsess again. We live on self again. We decide that self is the only solution to whatever problem is up in life again. And with us, to self-rely is to die. With me, when I put all my eggs in the basket of self-reliance, something inside me dies. I mean, that's just the truth for me. Something inside me is blocked off. So here's our paragraph. If we were to live, so this is my question. Do I want to live? And what does living mean for me now? Is it just, it doesn't say for me, is it just if we're to survive, if we're to continue, if we're to maintain? I want to live and I want to grow. I have to be free of anger. I have to be free of controlling and obsessing. And here it is, the grouch and the brainstorm are not for me anymore. They may be the dubious luxury of normal people, but for us, for me, these things are poison. Meaning, when I sit and brainstorm, it kills me from the inside out. You know, I look okay on the outside. That's how my disease was. I looked okay on the outside, but inside, relying on self ate me alive from the outside, from the inside out. And that's what the poison is. So I think that what I see today, one of the most important things I want to say, because I often forget to say it, is this is just the highlight reel. You know, like we hear on social media, you see the highlight reel of other people's things and it looks shiny and it's like, how, I don't have that all the time. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with my recovery? I will tell you, I still get in brainstorm. I still get in grouch modes, you know, and grouch for me looks like complete shutdown, stiff arming people, isolating, being hypervigilant, you know, really just getting removed, icing people out. A lot of what I see now is this fourth column, which I think is so beautiful. And I have like a new realization around it that when I get in those self-centered behaviors, so how my self-reliance acts out, that's what the grouch is for me. So I can use that now as a clue. Okay, what's happening here? And then I move down to the next column. And if you're new to BBA, all of this will make sense at some point. I get down to the next row and it's my self-centered thinking, and that's the brainstorm. So I see myself acting out in the world in that fourth column, in the grouch mode, in the don't come any closer, in the how can I protect myself from you? And then I go down deeper into what is my brainstorm telling me? And mostly it's figure this out enough so that you can figure out how to control life, and then you can figure out how to enjoy it. You know, that's all that my mind is doing on it. It's trying to take care of me. And it came from a good place. It came from a place where I thought that was my only solution. I knew nobody else had the answer. So my mind told me, you better come up with an answer. And that's what's so beautiful about BBA. And Andy said it, we ask the questions here. We are trained to ask questions, not to chase the answer. So I get this relief of, I don't have to be in the brainstorm anymore. I don't sink my claws into figure this out or else you will die. You know, figure this out or else a crisis is coming. That thought comes, it's a pattern, but I know it's not my solution. And even the knowing of it, I have to ask God to help release me from that cycle. Because even though I know it's not my solution, I don't have the power not to get in it. You know, that's the difference here in this program. I don't come at myself from, why are you in this brainstorm again? You know better. You know better. That's what makes it different from self-help, is that the spiritual inner resource that we learn to tap that has always been here gets to lift me out of that, reorient me towards the sunlight of the spirit, and settle that brainstorm for me. You know, that gets to happen now. It is not for me anymore. It's like God in these pages comes up and says to me, no, no, those self-reliant behaviors, those self-reliant thoughts, that's not for you. It's like my food, like my alcoholic foods now. I can sit there and look at them and know God is saying for me, that's not yours. That's not where your spiritual growth and maintenance is. You know, it's not for you. This is what I have on offer here. And it's freedom from the bondage of self. And what does that look like now? So when I live, like I just got back from this fantastic gift of a trip and an adventure, one that I never could have said yes to without this work. Because there would have been too much brainstorming. There would have been too much plotting and planning and strategy, and it would have sucked all the fun out of it, that it wouldn't have been, I couldn't have even fathomed going on my own power. And so when I'm able to say yes to God and know I don't have to figure anything out about this huge trip to a different country, of course, there's footwork to do. There's food planning to do. But the difference is God tells me what to do. You know, this is work. Like, this program is work. I don't just sit, show up and pray and meditate and hope it all gets taken care of. But I have this director that if I'm supposed to book a certain train, I will know. You know, if some sort of plans get changed, another solution will be there. I have two little girls and they're 7 and 10 and they're at that point in our life where they're starting sports and they're starting piano and I'm basically a chauffeur most of the time. And a lot of times I have to figure out how to be in two places at once. You know, it's like Georgia needs to be at piano and Helen needs to be at softball at the exact same time. And a couple weeks ago, I sat for 3 days trying to figure out how to make that happen. And finally, God said, why don't you ask, you know, and my husband works and he helps as much as he can, but it's like, ask somebody. And so I asked him, I was like, this is my issue happening right now. What would you do? And within a split second, he was like, Helen is 7. She can be 5 to 10 minutes late to softball. Never would have occurred to me that she could be a little late. I mean, I was like, okay, maybe I can get a friend. I mean, literally a couple days of like, how do I do this? And so those are the beautiful solutions that God creates for me. My mind is not wired to show up anywhere late. And I need support. You know, I need grace that's like, hey, she can be late and you don't have to rush and everybody gets it. And so that's the kind of thing now that when I'm not sitting alone in my grouch and brainstorm throne of, I'm going to be here figuring it all out. Nobody can touch me. Nobody gets it. I have so much on me, you know, creating that own chaos by trying to manage life. God brings in these beautiful, inspirational people that are my teachers and that can help me and support me and free me. And I think so much of this work is that for me, like the unlearning of everything I thought I needed to do and be and see and know to survive and manage. And the benefit of it is getting to enjoy this life. You know, I actually get to enjoy this life. It's not as hard and heavy as I thought it was. And I'm able to see things differently from this new perspective. I think so much in our big book, the word see, the word view, you know, scales fell from our eyes, how we learn about in the realization of, am I now ready to see this from an entirely different angle? I think that's a great question. And sometimes I'm not ready. Thank you, Andy. Sometimes I'm not ready to see it yet from an entirely different angle. And that's okay. You know, that's the growth here. Okay, now I'm ready to look at this. And I think what I have seen, because when I first finished my first workshop, it was like, okay, now I can see I need this for food. Now I can see this. And there's a different energy behind it now that's like, oh, you're gonna show me more. It's only getting better. There's even more. That paradox of letting go gives me so much more. So it's letting go of this role of the figure it out isms. You know, I've got to figure it out. That's the storm I can get in my brain. And easing into it, just being a clue. It's nothing to panic about. It happens to me. It's just a clue. So we keep going down that fourth column. There's a delusion here that I'm believing. The delusion that if I'm late, people will think I'm a bad mom. Good moms are always on time. I can't ask anybody for help. I should know how to do this. All those delusions. are causing me to be in that brainstorm than causing me to isolate and be resentful that I'm the one driving them everywhere. And then we move down to the fear of not being enough, not knowing what I'm doing, disappointing somebody, screwing up my kids. Those two final things, these delusions and the fears, I cannot solve that. I cannot relieve myself. I can't be unafraid. I can't be on a delusional on my own power. So I get to look at this grouch and brainstorm status as a clue that I get to ask God for help with something else. There's something else God can free me from. And so I don't panic. I don't worry. I don't get down on myself that I'm in brainstorm or grouch mode again. I can just ask for help and I can pray. I can reach out to a fellow, whatever God leads me to. I don't even have to figure that out. The only thing I concede to do is to stay and to remember this third step decision that I have turned my will, my life, my thoughts, myself over to the care of a loving and tolerant and kind and powerful and gentle and compassionate power that can take care of us all and always has been. I just now am on board. You know, I'm just now believing it. I'm just now saying, okay, I've tried. I can't do it. I'm going to give you a shot. And that's how I live. If I want to live, that's my code of living now. So thank you guys so much. I'm so glad to be here and can't wait to hear you.
Thank you very much, Jessica.